There are many who search for Jesus. This is Don Rush. And in Peter Fortenbaugh's new novella, The Monday After Father's Day, it is an 8-year-old boy named Charles Thomas on a fictional and close-knit island in the Chesapeake Bay. The following is an excerpt from the next Delmarva Today.
So the island of Johnsontown has about roughly 400 people, 400 residents. It is predominantly made up of watermen and their families because it's so isolated out in the marshes of Dorchester and out in the Chesapeake Bay that there are very few other ways to make your livelihood. And so people are tough. They're committed to remaining on this island where their ancestors have been for 400 years. It's also a very tight-knit community.
And doesn't seem to be able to see the difference between Jesus as a spiritual force as opposed to, say, a corporeal one. Is that just simply because of his age, do you think, or is it something more than that?
I like to play a little bit with the ambiguity of that question. Certainly his age and his innocence are a big part of it. Also, he's simply raised in a world where God and Jesus are constant topics of conversation. They're a part of everyday life. The island is a very religious place. And so Charles Thomas has never really had to question whether God is somehow distant from him. God and Jesus have always seemed very immediate to him.
One of the characters, I think it's Marcia, talks about how, you know, not a day goes by that she doesn't talk to him. She seems to have this sort of personal relationship. He thinks that this somehow proves that there's something corporeal about this figure.
I think for Charles Thomas, there is an immediacy to God. There is a direct relationship that people around him model as having with God, and so or Jesus, and so he thinks he can find him and get some miracles done. He's in need of a few.
It also seems to be loaded with this sense of sin or guilt, which seems to pervade all the way through in his various encounters as he tries to find and sometimes thinks he identifies some people, perhaps as potential Jesus, only to be disillusioned. But there's a theme underneath in which there's this sense of guilt or sin that he seems to carry with him at a very young age.
Yeah, indeed. I think that is a burden that is placed on a lot of young kids who are raised within the church, in that they have this very real vision of God or Jesus and are very concerned that their small everyday actions will have repercussions, even something so small as spilling a can of paint and running away from that sin. God is always watching, and if you're trying to get some miracles done, you better walk the line.
Peter Fortenbaugh on his new novella, Monday After Father's Day. The full interview can be heard on Delmarva Today this Friday at 9 a.m. on WSDL 90.7 FM. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media. Thank you.